It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at Portside Field House alongside me, Steve Stone, Chase Bruns, bringing you the varsity competition, girls competition between the Jackstar Tigers and the Lady Indians. And Steve, the Indians looked, I was listening on the radio, Indians looked well, or played really good varsity versus Van Wert.
Yeah, they looked really good. As per usual, they started off a little bit sluggish. Seen them do that a few times this year, but it didn't take them long to get going. And then once they did, boy, oh boy, they played a fantastic second half. Team's playing a lot better than it did earlier in the season. They're getting a little bit better every game. And we've got some excellent leadership with the seniors. Got some underclassmen that are scoring some points. So
yep.
I think we're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, for sure. And Chase, this is a big non-conference game for the Indians. They got just come out here, play their game, and hopefully they come out with a win.
Yeah, Jackson Center, you don't know much about them, but they always have a good program, boys and girls, basketball. So it's got to come out.
Volleyball, girls. Volleyball is always really good, too. So that means they have athletes.
Yeah. So just got to come out ready to play and take care of business.
Yep, so we're going to take a break here on the Wing Street Market pregame show.
Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Flores Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Flores, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Flores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Flores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
And we're back here, Portside Field House. I would do starters, but we only have one team up there. I guess I'll say the Indians starters real fast. Starting for the Indians, number 3, Kaya Wendell, number 10, Grace Stinton, number 12, Carly Stone, number 21, Olivia Patch, number 22, Val Mullenkamp. A regular lineup, Steve, and just go out there and get done, right?
That's right. Like we talked about before the break, we've got fantastic senior leadership with our three seniors, Grace, Carly, and Kaya. And both have really contributed a lot to all their wins. They not only especially contribute on the offensive end, but Carly and Kaya there can't be two players that are any faster in a MAC than what those two are with their hands and their feet. And so they're constantly giving other teams fits. As long as we can keep both out of foul trouble.
Yeah, that's the big.
They're a threat really on both ends. And, you know, again, I think Val Mullenkamp has gotten a little bit better every game she's played. She plays really tall down underneath the basket. So,
yeah, like you said, Carly and Kai have been huge. They've really stepped up, especially lately. And before the year, we're kind of thinking like Grace is our main scorer. Who will contribute? And those two have surprised me, and they've really stepped up.
Yeah, it's been really even. I mean, yeah. I think last game we had all three of our seniors were in double digits. So when you have that many players that are getting into double digits, it's going to be hard to defend that.
And Chase, you got the starting lineups for the Tigers. This came up on the board.
There's no 32 on the roster, so, but
true.
Or 54, so we'll go with what we got. So number 4, Kennedy Reese, a 5'5 senior. Number 12, Caitlin Sosby, 5'4 junior. Number 40, Olivia Clark, a 6'2 senior. And we got number 32 and number 54 that we'll probably find out later.
I think we typed down wrong on the board.
Oh, really?
Sometimes they have different numbers for away and home. Numbers for away and home. So we'll have to look into that here before the game starts. We've got about 3 minutes to go here before tip-off. And we're taking a break.
Yep, for sure. So we'll be back right after this.
Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4850.
And we're back here for Side Fieldhouse. And Steve, some way you think are the key things Indians got to do to get this non-conference win against the Tigers?
Well, I think everything Patch does is set up off the defense. So we're probably going to come out like we typically do and play a really hard-nosed defense. And you're either ready for it or you're not. And a lot of times we catch an awful lot of teams off guard and get under their skin immediately.
So we're going to
hopefully do that without fouling.
So we're going to take a quick break for the national anthem. We'll be back right after this.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4850.
Hello, this is Elizabeth from Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. And Chase, you got a few of the, now you have the Tigers lineup here.
Yeah, number 4, Kennedy Reese. Number 12, Caitlin Sosby. Number 54, Kylie Hartle. Hartley. 32, Madeline Platfoot. Number 40, Olivia Clark.
So we're about to tip off here. Varsity girls competition between the Tigers and the Lady Indians.
Indians record is 8-1 now, is that right?
So I think, yeah.
8-1.
And Tigers, did we ever look that up? That
5-7.
5-7. What conference is Jackson Center in?
Shelby County League.
Shelby County League.
And Val Mullenkamp and Olivia Clark going up for the jump.
6 foot versus 6'2". 6'2 out there looks pretty tall.
Yeah. Ball up, and it will go to the Tigers first. So Reese comes away with it. She dribbles across the three-point arc and gives it to a wide-open
Sosby.
Sosby for three, no good. Rebounded by Val Mullenkamp, giving over to Carly Stone. Carly bringing up four games, give it over the right side. Val Mullenkamp over to, throws the ball away.
Yep,
turnover that, Indians.
Bad pass there by Val.
For sure. Yep, yep, can't have those. So ball goes over to the Lady Tigers. Sosby triggers it into Reese. She walks it up the court.
Reese, you keeping score, or am I keeping score?
I got it.
Okay.
Attaboy. Sosby has it on the left wing. Over to Clark at the top. She gives it over to Platfoot. Platfoot now gives it back over to Hartley. Hartley now gives it to number 40, Clark. She drives in, right hand up, and good. Uh-huh. Tough shot.
Good move.
And Carly Stone bringing up four Indians, 4-2-0 score here in the fourth. 7-10 left in the first. To the right corner, Kyle went up top to Carly. Over the left side, Grace came to the corner, Val. Val would drive, middle, fall. Kyle comes up with it. Kyle then falls again, or gives it over to Carly Stone with a Val. Val will give it over to Grace. 4-3 up and good. 3-point basket, Grace 10.
Got a great turnout here by the adults here on the other side, but do we have any students at Fort Recovery?
I don't think. We got Ronnie over here.
That's really pathetic.
We haven't had any good challenges this year, really, for student section. 32, Platfoot has it for the Lady Tigers, now gives it over to Hartley. Hartley now dribbles up to the top of the key, now gives it back to Clark. She has it in the corner, now tries to give it over to Reese on top, but tipped away by Kai Wendell.
There's those quick hands and quick feet by Kai knocking that ball out of bounds.
Yep. Soesby,
what kind of offense are they playing here, boys? You guys know more about basketball than me. They got that 6'2 girl out on the wing.
Jackson Center?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kind of more of a driving dish. I'll have to keep watching here,
maybe. Soesby tries to give her a race, and she'll be on the line, so they'll turn it over to the Indians. But, yeah, that's 6'2", 6'3". She's playing out on the wing. I don't know why they ain't trying to get her ball inside.
Carly Stone has it. Top of the key gives her the Val Mullen kick in the right corner up to the top of the key. 10. Then we'll drive just back with a Val. Val will drive middle, pull about 15-footer up. No good rebound by the Tigers.
Platfoot has it, gives it over to Reese.
Olivia had her hand on it, but that little girl came up, took it right out of her hands.
Reese has it on top of the key. Dribbles right. Still dribbling on the top of the key. Gives it over to Platfoot in the corner. Platfoot now dribbles, kicks it out to Hartley. Hartley spins middle. Takes it all the way in and puts it up. No good. Rebounded. Tipped away and come up by Carly Stone. She'll take it the other way.
Carly will drive. Get it to the right corner. Bring it back out to the top of the key. Carly will find Val in the left corner. Fires up a three up and good. Three-point basket. Val Mullenkamp.
Say, look, you got a six-footer out there stroking threes.
I know.
Makes her score 6-2.
If she can hit those shots, I mean, she's going to be tough to guard. Soesby has it for the Lady Tigers. She spins, drives middle, pulls up, and
blocked by Carly Stone.
Grace Finn comes up with it, gives it up to Kai Wendell. Kai Wendell will bring it back out to Carly. Carly will think about three, drives, dishes off to Olivia Patch, and up and one. Scores and one for the Indians.
Good vision there by Carly. Drives in, collapses the defense, and leaves Olivia pretty much wide open.
Yep. So Olivia will go to the line, shoot. One. Our score here, 8-2 here in the first. 4:51 left.
Hey, did you guys see that Ohio State, Michigan State game? Do you know Michigan State was ranked number one, right? You know that?
Yeah,
my Buckeyes beat them, and we were there to see it. You guys?
Hey, my team Butler beat Ohio State this year, so I'm happy with that, too.
Thanks for bringing that up, Bubba. Thanks for bringing that up.
Sorry. Soesby has it for Jackson Center. Guarded by Stone. She comes away with it. Ball's on the floor now. And still around, bouncing around. And Reese comes up with it for the Lady Tigers. That'll be a foul on Kai Wendell.
Got them with their body.
Yep.
Well, that girl from Jackson Center rolled over three times. They didn't call travel.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not sure what the deal was on that.
Inbound right to Carly Stone. She's wide open by herself and makes the layup.
Jackson Center's going to take a timeout with the Indians leading 11-2 here with 4 minutes and 25 seconds left. We're going to take a break.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse. Love and Tour scored. Tigers taking out. Soesby gets into number four, Reese.
Reese will dribble it up, guarded by Stone. She spins, struggling with this pressure by Stone. Now 10 comes over. Ball's on the floor.
Don't foul. Keep her there.
And they'll find
traveled.
Clark inside.
Traveled again.
Ball's still loose. We're going to have a jump ball, so possession error will be for recovery. So they'll turn it over to for recovery.
Val Mullen Campbell inbound it to Carly Stone. Carly will bring it up for the Lady Indians. 11-2 our score. Carly gives it to the right side. 10. Washington looking around, gives up the Olivia Patch, top of the key over the left side. Kaya about loses it, gets it back. Kaya over to Carly. Carly would drive, hand it off to Val. Val brings back up top the key to the right corner to Wendell. Kaya will drive, fall down, gets it back up to the top of key. 10 over to Carly on the handoff, up 15 footer, up and good. Good move, or good play for the Indians. Get Carly Stone open with a 15 footer.
Yeah, good ball movement. Carly got a great about 10 footer.
Priest pushes up court to Sosby. She has it up top of the key. Will spin, drive middle, pulls up from 10. No good. Rebounded.
Gets her own rebound. Three of our girls under the basket. She comes away with the rebound.
Clark will now drive inside, and she will get fouled.
Foul will be on number 21, Olivia Patch. Her first, team second, so Clark will go to the line shooting two. 3:09 left here. The first, 13 to her score.
Clark puts up her first one, and it's good. 13-3, your score.
Kier Wendell checks in for Carly Stone, and number 24, oh, nice air name.
Frieder
checks in for 54 Hurdle.
I'd say Frieder's.
Yeah. Clark puts up the second one and nothing but net. 13-4. Sorry.
Kier Wendell bring it up for the Indians. Gives over the left side pin to left corner. Kaya Wendell. Kaya has over the top of key. Kira back over to Kaya. Kaya will fire up a three up and no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Sosby.
Sosby pushes down the left side of the court. She'll stop, take her time, and we'll pitch it over to Clark. Clark has it at the top, drives left side of the floor, puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Olivia Patch.
Olivia will give it over to Kira. Kira will bring it up. 2:38 left here in the first. Gives over to Grayston, back to Kira to the left, right corner. Val Mollenkamp to Grayston. Then come up with it, stolen by the Tigers.
Raiders gives it to Clark.
That's and a travel.
I'll get it with the travel.
Mylob saying there was absolutely zero hustle there by Gracie.
Yeah, no. She didn't realize.
To let that girl come up and take the ball away from her.
Yep. And he's got Carlos at the ball and then didn't hustle after it. And
yeah, turnover, but then they traveled with it, so we got it right back again.
Yep.
And Kira gets it.
Jackson Center's playing hard.
Yep. Yeah, they absolutely are playing hard on the defensive end.
Grayston inbounds at the Val Mollenkamp. Val will fire up a three. Up and good. So that'll be Val's second three of the night. Makes her score 16-4. And Steve, that's her second of the night. It's just incredible being able to have a big girl out there shooting threes.
You know, Kaya's been hitting three. Oh, Kaya with a steal.
And tries to get it inside to Val, but it's kicked away by Jackson Center. It'll stay with Fort Recovery.
Yeah, I got lucky there. I mean, when everybody scouts our team, they always, you know, Grace is our scorer, Grace is our scorer, Grace is our scorer. But when you get big, big time points out of people that they're not anticipating, especially somebody like Val, you know, they're going to let her open. Yeah. At least initially, they're going to let her open to shoot those, and she's making them.
So they changed it. It'll be Jackson Center ball. So
Reese has it for the Lady Tigers, guarded by Kyle Wendell. Reese gives it over to Platfoot. She'll drive left, kicks out to Sosby. Sosby will try baseline, nothing there, picks up her dribble. Tipped away, gets her own dribble back, and she'll be fouled as she drives inside.
Shooting two.
Foul will be on number 12, Carly Stone. Her first, team's third of the half. 1:43 here in the fourth. 16-4 score. Indians on top. Leading score so far for the Indians. Val Mollenkamp with 2 threes, 6 points.
Sosby puts up a first, and it's good. Makes it 5-16, Indians lead. Sosby puts up her second one, and in and out, no good. Rebounded by Kira Wendell.
Kira will bring it up. Passes half court, gives it to the left side. Stone to the left corner. Wendell back up top of Kira over the right side. Dowling.
Get in
match over to Carly. Carly Stone with no
tremendous ball
basket.
Yep.
By the Indians.
Raced it and pushed it the other way. She hands it off to Platfoot. Platfoot dribbles around, kicks it out to Clark. Clark at the top of the key. She will drive right. The defense is collapsed. Ball's loose on the ground and tried. Olivia Patch tried to save it, but
yep,
not before it was on the line, so it'll stay with Jackson Center.
1 minute left here in the first period. Indians leading 18-5.
Sosby inbounds to Clark. Over to Reese. Back to Sosby in the corner. Looking inside. Nothing there. Sosby gives it over to 24 Freeders. She'll drive and we'll get fouled. Val will pick up that foul.
Yep, her first, team's fourth.
First quarter sponsor, Fort Camp Excavating. Give Brian a call for all your excavation needs.
Sosby inbounds to Reese by Kai Wendell. Got a little too aggressive there and fouled her.
That'll be Kai's second, team's fifth of the half. Grace Tin checking back in for the Indians. And remember, on Thursday, the girls will head to New Bremen for
Big Mac game. Yep,
with Paige Jones back out playing basketball. And I heard they're not doing too bad this year, so it should be interesting.
Ball's inbound into Freeders at the top of the key. She gives it over to Clark. Clark has it on the right wing. She looks inside. Still has it on the right wing. Gives it over to Platfoot. Platfoot tries to give it over to Reese and a bad pass at her feet. It'll be over Mac.
Yep. And Friday, the boys will host New Bremen. I'm not sure who's going to be doing that game. And then Saturday, the boys will host Worthington Kilbourne. And between games, we'll be honoring former Fort Recovery head coach, basketball coach, Al Slaughter.
Souter,
my bad.
Worthington Kilbourne's coach is Tom Souter, which is Al's boy.
Yep. So Carly Stone back over there. Here they're playing keep away. Gives it to Grace in the right corner. Up top the key. Wendell over to left side. Mollenkamp driving Carly up. No good. She got too far under the basket there.
Yeah, just got to go even farther and make a reverse layup rather than she just didn't know where she was. Reese has the ball from Jackson Center at the top of the key.
Nine seconds.
Guarded by Grace Ting, gives it over to Platfoot. It's 5 seconds. Sosby launches a deep three and nothing but net. Good looking stroke.
And now we'll end the quarter. 18-8 score. We'll be back right after this on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek said you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here, Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians on top 18A. And Steve, we're just getting almost any shot we want so far here, and at least in the first.
Yeah, but I mean, it's only we're just past the first period here, and this is I'm confident that this Jackson Center team is a much better team than what they've been playing. And so I don't think we can hit the coast button, that's for sure.
And with that three at the end of the first quarter, they got momentum right now. So.
Oh, yeah, and they got the ball.
Sosby has it tipped away by Carly Stone. Come up with by Brooke Collig.
Brooke will dribble around and give it to Carly Stone. Carly will hit to the left corner. Lon back to Carly. Carly will think about it, then pull up about 10 feet.
Oh, my
no
God.
Good. Rebounded by the Tigers.
Reese brings it the other way. Pushes up court to Sosby. Sosby collects it. We got a technical foul.
Technical foul.
And Jackson Center's coach. This Lady Refs had enough.
And it looks like Carly Stone will shoot the two free throws.
I missed what the complaint was there.
I don't know.
They had the ball and they were going down the floor the other direction, so they had the ball.
I had no idea. I don't know what
And we don't have the names of the officials, but we have one lady official, and he has been on her from the beginning of...
His face is red. You can tell he's been...
beat red. He's been on her from the beginning of the game, so I'm not sure what was said, but she'd had enough of it. I know that.
Probably makes one of the...
One of the two, and then we'll get the ball.
So,
well, I'm sorry. I mean, teams from outside the MAC come in and play a MAC game. MAC plays a lot harder, and they get away with it a lot more physical than I am. So if you're going to play a MAC team, you just need to strap a set on. And
they should know that by now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Carlos down over there, Grayson. Grayson up for three, and up, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Clapfoot has it. Gives it over to Reese. She'll walk it up for Jackson Center. Guarded by Brooke Collig. Reese dribbles left, pitches it to Sosby. She has it on the left wing. We'll get a ball screen. He dribbles around, now spins middle, kicks out to Clark for a long two, and good. So Jackson Center again showing that they're capable of shooting it from about anywhere. So
yep, got the lead cut here 19-10, so they got it down to 10 points.
Carly gives it over to Brooke into Val. Val throw up a shot, no good, rebounded by Sosby, but will be a jump. Oh, a travel.
Oh, man.
So it will stay with the Indians. What are we doing? So Indians going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here, Forsyth Fieldhouse. 19-10 our score. Indians are getting the ball back after a traveling violation on the Tigers. Carly Stone, Brooke Collin, Grace Tim, Olivia Patch, and Allie Vaughn in for the Indians. Carly Stone gets in to Grace Tim. Grace Tim will throw it to the corner. Carly Stone on the left side. Carly will look around. Give it in to Brooke Cog on the baseline. Gives it back to Carly. Out to Allie. Shoot. Back to Carly. Shoot it. Brooke Cog. Back out to Allie Vaughn over to the right side. Grayston back to the left side. Brooke Cog. Brooke will give a pump fake drive. Nice shot out. Olivia
nice
Patch.
Pass. Good ball move.
Two pump basket. Makes our score 21-10.
What was our biggest lead? Was it 12 or 13?
12, I think.
Reese drives in, gets it blocked by Grace Tin. Ball's on the ground. Number 24, Frieders, will reel it in and put it up, and she'll get fouled. She'll go to the line shooting two shots.
Foul will be on Allie Vaughn, her first, team six.
Again, Fort Recovery can't give up those offensive rebounds and second chance opportunities.
Yeah. Absolutely. We had the ball there. And yeah. Couldn't put it away. I mean, slapped away by Jackson Center, picked up and shot. Now they're on the line shooting two.
Kierwin will check in for Carly Stone.
Frieders missed her first one. Puts up her second one. And in and out. Rebounded on the floor. Be knocked. No, saved by
Jackson Center.
We got a foul on Fort Recovery. So it'll be Jackson Center ball. Not sure who the foul was on.
He doesn't know who the foul was on.
Team said 14 held up 24.
So that'll be her Allie Vaughn second foul. Team's seventh. And Carly Stone checking in for her.
Jackson Center's in the 1-1. So Frazier get the line, put up the front end, and good.
Makes her score 21-11.
Chance to cut the lead to 9 here with 5 minutes, 48 seconds left in the second period.
Frazier puts up her second one, and that one's good, too.
Tier 1 will bring up for the Indians.
Jackson Center fighting back here. They don't want to go away.
Nope.
Greystone left side, dribbles in, brings it back out, gets it top key. Carly over the right side, Brick Collard. Brick will give back over to Carly. Carly left side, pin back to Carly over the right corner, Brick Collard. Collard will fire up a three up and
yes, sir.
3-point basket.
Whoa, baby!
Brooke Collard with a big three from the right wing. They kept leaving her open. She's
yeah,
like, if you
don't
leave me open, I'm shooting it.
Reese has it for Jackson Center, dribbles around, gives it over to Frieders. Frieders passes over to Clark. She has it, spins left, puts up a shot off the backboard, no good. She gets her own rebound, but she's on the line, so ball will be back with the Indians.
Carly Stone.
Never seen an offense set up where you it looks like they set up just to go one-on-one.
Yeah, I know.
Tier 1 will give it to the left side, Collin. Collin gives top of key. Grace, then they're back in their 2-3 zone. Brooke Collard throws over the head of Carly Stone. Tigers come up with it.
Sosby has it, gives it up to Reese. She pushes up the middle of the court for the Lady Tigers. Reese has it on the top. Gives it over to Clark on the left wing. Clark gives it over to Sosby. Sosby drives middle, spins, kicks out to Reese. Reese kicks out to Platfoot. Platfoot has it at the top, drives middle, kicks out again to Clark. She'll take a three. Off the back iron, no good. Long rebound goes to Reese.
Long rebound out to Jackson Center.
Another offensive rebound for the Tigers. Frieders gives it to Platfoot in the corner. She's trapped. Gets it out to Frieders. Over to Clark. Almost took another three, but she passes it up to Sosby. Sosby has it, spins middle, kicks out to Reese. Reese will take the three, and that one's good.
So that'll make our score
24-14.
That was a they count that as a two apparently. So we're almost there.
They did count that as a two. I thought that was a three.
Yeah, I thought that was for sure a three.
I have 14, so or I had 15 as a three.
But maybe she was on.
Indians got the ball, leading by 10 with a 4 minutes to go here in the second period at Jackson Center after they made that bucket, wanted a timeout.
Reese Energy Products, heating, cooling, electrical, industrial park, and cold water, 419-678-4858. Train comfort specialist, Generac Power Pro dealer, ReeseEnergyProducts.com. And like I said earlier, girls will travel to New Bremen for an interesting Mat game with the Cardinals, Steve. That's one of those ones the Indians got to get if they want to stay with the Mat.
Yeah,
so
that's going to be a tough game at New Bremen. And they got some athletic girls, and certainly that Paige Jones is a tremendous athlete. So that's going to be a tough game.
Looking at my score thing, I have 14, so it had to be a long two.
Okay.
So Reese had a long two right before the timeout.
And the Indians inbound it to Kier Wendell. 24-14 our score. Indians up 10. Grace over Grace 10 gives over the top of Keith Stone. Stone will get a screen by Colley. Stone will give back up to the top of Keith 10. Back to Carly. Carly will look around. Try to get inside the patch. It's not there. Gives it over to Colley. Back to Stone. Stone will fire up a long three up and good. Good looking stroke for Carly Stone.
Long three, Carly Stone. Makes our score 27-14 with 3:30 left here in the second period.
Reese will take a ball screen and try to hand it off to Sosby, but too hard. He goes out of bounds, so back to the Indians. Every time I think Jackson Center is going to make a run, they just turn it back over, and we get the lead right back up to 13.
Yeah. Yep. So Val Mollenkamp checks back in for Brooke Collard.
Great minutes there by Brooke Collard.
Yep. Kier Wendell has the ball.
That's okay.
And we'll be foul on number 20.
On number 24.
Frieders, her first.
Their coach didn't have anything to say about that foul. He stayed right there on the bench.
Team's third.
Her first, team's third. So Carly Stone. Carly will make a move. Have a top of key to the left corner. Mollenkamp will drive, dish out to Kira. Over to the right side, Tim. Tim will drive middle, dish out to Carly. Carly hands it off to Val Mollenkamp. Val will get it into Olivia Patch, not there. Back to Carly. Carly will hand it off to Val. Val across court to
Grayston. Grayston will fight up with a long three up and good. Good looking stroke for Grayston.
And it's really heating up from outside.
Yeah, no doubt. We've got Grace, Carly, Val, Kira, and Kylie all with threes.
So
guard that, Jackson.
You can't. Frater's tries to drive baseline and thought she dribbled off her foot out of bounds, but I'm going to pick up a cheap foul on Kira Wendell.
Her first. Team's eighth. So they're going to go on.
Shooting 1-1. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left here. Not very even on the team fouls. We've got eight and they've got three. So I don't know what their coach is complaining about.
Yeah, I don't know.
That first one's up and good. That's kind of kept them in the game, shooting those free throws.
Yeah.
Because they've made most of them.
Raiders will put up her second one and in and out. Rebound by Ken. Ken pushes it at the head to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will push it up the court. Now we'll back it out and they'll run a play. Kira Wendell has it on the top of the key. Sets up the offense and she'll get a ball screen by Val Mullenkamp and she kicks out to wide open Grace 10 in the corner. No good. Rebounded off of Frieders. It'll stay with the Indians.
So Val Mullenkamp will inbound it for the Indians. 2:05 left here in the second quarter.
Look at the head on that thing.
He just got his hair cut, too.
My God.
It was Jackson Hobbs, just long lost Jackson Hobbs making an appearance.
Grace 10 up, no good, rebounded by the Tigers.
Reese comes away with it, pushes it the other way. She'll take it all the way to the hoop. Put up the shot, no good, rebounded Clark. She puts it up and will get fouled by Carly Stone. So Clark will go to the line shooting two shots.
We don't hear half time yet. I'm going to put Clark on the line. She's going to be shooting two. 1 minute, 46 seconds left here. And the second period.
Brooke Collig enters the game for Carly Stone. Clark made the first one. 30-16, your score. Clark will get one more.
Quiet as a funeral in this gym or something.
It was very quiet. Clark puts up her second. Nothing but net. 17-30 your score.
Kira Wendell bringing up for the Lady Indians. 30-17 your score. 1:43 left here in the second. Gives it to the left side. Grace Tan in the corner. Gives it over to cross court to Brooke Cog. Back to the top of key. Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp will dish it over to Grace Tan. Grace over the right side. Cog. Cog will drive middle. Give it out to Kira. Kira hands off to Mullenkamp. Back over the right side. Wendell in the corner. Back to Val. Val will fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by Sosby.
Sosby has it for Jackson Center. She'll hand it off to Reese. Reese will bring it up the court for the Lady Tigers, guarded by Kira Wendell. Reese gets a ball screen. Now dribbles back around the three-point line and hands it off to Clark. Clark will have it on the top of the key. She'll drive. Loses it. Tipped away by Brooke Collig. Free ball and...
going to call foul on Brooke Collig. Yep.
So I'll be her...
second?
First.
First.
Team's ninth.
Dang, shooting two.
A double bonus.
So it looks like Sosby will go to the line shooting two. She made one of two in the first quarter.
You can't tell me this team's only fouled us three times in the whole first half.
Yeah, I know. And we found 10. I mean, I don't know. So
like
makes
I said,
first
their free throws are what's keeping them in this. Otherwise, they'd be 20 points behind.
Yep, definitely. Sosby will get one more. She will put up her second one. And that's in and out, rebounded by Patch.
50 seconds left here in the first half.
Kira Wendell will bring up for the Lady Indians. Is over Grace 10. Second quarter sponsor, Steve, who we got?
Second quarter, I've done a lousy job. Second quarter sponsor, Fort Recovery Insurance.
Yep, and always Hall Brothers, first, free throw line.
First quarter, I only gave Brian a couple of mentions, so we'll say first quarter was Fort Camp Escovede, and second quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance. Indians trying to run the clock down to get the last shot. There's about 20 seconds left here in the second period.
Grace 10 hands off to Kira Wendell.
15 seconds.
Kira gives it back to Grace.
Ten seconds
left. Grace now at the top of the key. Near half court. Gives it a Kira one on the right side. 5 seconds left. Kira will pull about 15 footer up. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers.
Blackfoot has it for Jackson Center. And they launch it, but it'll be no good.
So it's halftime. And we'll take a break and come back with a few stats right after this.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here, Fortside Fieldhouse, 38 here, scoring a few quick scoring stats for the Indians. Grace 10 has 6, Carly Stone has 10, Brooke Collig has 3, Olivia Patch has, shoot, I can't read my handwriting, 5, and Val Mollenkamp has 6. And for the Tigers, Reese has 2, Sosby has 5, Fredericks, or how you say her name?
Frieders.
Frieders has 1, Pipa has 2, and Clark has 8. So that's your scoring here in the first half. Sixth graders back out on the floor.
Who's 32? She's about 6'5".
Her sister's a senior, maybe. She used to play basketball. I can't think of her name. Looks just like her.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of her name.
I know.
She is tall.
Yeah.
Hers of a shot. Good.
Pearson.
Mara Pearson.
Well, the Indians looked pretty good in the first half. But some fouls and a lot of made free throws by Jackson Centers kind of kept them in the game here. They're only down 12, and the way those girls, I think some of those outside shooters are. I don't think that's a deficit that's, you know,
yeah.
That
makes you say
for us.
How can Jackson Center, or we have 10,000, 9,000, they only have 3?
We had 10, and they had 3.
So, I mean, the fouls are not.
Other than the fouls, really, I mean,
Indians are playing well.
They are playing really well. Jackson Center looks like, I mean, they have some skilled players. They can shoot. A couple people have hit shots from outside, but we've done a good job of stopping that. And we've
got some pretty consistent, even scoring from a lot of different girls, which obviously makes a big difference.
Like you said earlier, a lot of different people making threes, making shots, and that's good to see.
Yeah, you got to get that confidence level up, so you know, none of those girls are hesitant to take a shot when they need to.
Right.
Because let's face it, it's just going to get tougher.
Yep.
We've got Versailles ahead of us. We've got Minster. We've got a lot of tough games ahead.
And that's what kind of the girls' team has, is consistency through scoring throughout. Like, if one person has a bad night, they can... There's someone else.
And that's what's been real impressive, I think, about this team is you come into the season thinking, you know, Grace is your big scoring threat, and then you've got Carly and Kaya that's just stepped up tremendously on the offensive side, not hesitating to shoot the ball. And then if Gracie has an off night, we're still getting the girls in double figures.
Val's had a great game tonight, too. She's pitching in as well, so... That's something I think the girls' team has and the boys' team is looking for, because we've seen without Petey, I mean, we got to find some other scoring.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, a lot of people are saying Grant Canabia had a great start to the season, scoring 15-16, and then
he scored 3 cents.
3 cents, and so. That off switch is still off. So, and they Bronny and Cade didn't play too bad at St. Henry. I mean, it's just, or what was it? What was the last game? Lincoln View, they won overtime. Yeah, they played well that game, but during that St. Henry game, they just couldn't find another score other than Petey, and they face guard Pete that second half, and it really just didn't work out for the Indians, and they got a tough loss. I mean, they're up 13 and a half and lose by 13, so I mean...
Yeah, if you just have one scoring threat, it's easy to take that out.
Oh, for sure.
If you're a good coach, it's easy to take that out.
And coming up here with Versailles, and they're going to realize it quick, and they're going to do something to Pete to where... He can't score, and it's just going. And somebody's got to step up here. So
that's why it's exciting to see these girls. Like, everyone can score, and everybody can pitch in. It's just, it's going to be interesting to see what they can do in tournament, because I think we got something special with this group.
Yeah, they've been playing well, and like I mentioned, they're getting better every game.
Yeah,
and that's what's fun to watch.
So we're going to take another quick break and be back for the second half right after this.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4858.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Port Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Grain handling is a vital part of every farmer's operation. And at Hall Brothers, we carry the best in grain handling equipment, and that's durable Mayrath augers. Mayrath augers feature heavy-duty steel on the tube and flighting, fully pivoting swing-away hoppers. They're galvanized to prevent corrosion, and the price. Because we ordered a truckload, we have the biggest discounts they offer. So right now is the best time to get the best price on a new Mayrath auger. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Mayrath dealer.
The committee for the pavilion at Fort Recovery Community Park is selling tickets for a beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart. You can get your tickets for only $20 from any committee member, and they'll be available at the boys' and girls' home basketball games where this beautiful golf cart will be on display. They're only selling 750 tickets, so be sure to get yours soon. They'll draw the winner at the Jubilee next summer or before if they get all the tickets sold sooner. Construction on the new three-season pavilion will begin this summer, and it'll be ready for use in the spring of 2019. The pavilion will hold over 100 people with plenty of parking, and you can purchase a paver brick for the large outdoor patio with your name or your business name on it by contacting Aaron Miner at the Village Hall. Don't miss out. There will only be 750 tickets available for your chance to win this beautiful street-legal Yamaha golf cart at any of the boys or girls' home basketball games, or from committee members Jackie Leverett, Michelle Deuce, Randy Diller, Aaron Miner, Roger Berman, Tom Segrist, Don Lennertz, or Bill Bechtel.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
And we're back here. Cooper Farms Halftime Show about to end. And Steve, third quarter sponsor?
Third quarter sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Stop out and see Kenny Canute and the guys, and they'll fix you up with any of your tractor tillage needs. Give K&L Tractor a call. Getting ready to start our third period here at Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians leading 30-18. What's the matter, Reese?
Taking my pen. So we're about to start the third quarter. 38-18 is scoring. Indians on top.
Fort Recovery's going to get the ball to start this third period.
Leading score for the Indians so far, number 12, Carly Stone, senior. So Val Mullen kept inbound it for the Indians. Give in to Carly. Crosses half court. And like Steve said, this is the third quarter.
K&L Tractor, third quarter.
So Carly will get a five-second call on her. So turn it over to the Tigers.
Sosby will trigger it in to Reese for the Lady Tigers. Reese will walk it up, guarded by Kyle Wendell. Reese spins, drives middle, kicks out to Sosby. Sosby enters it into Clark on the low block, kicks it out to 54, Hartley. She'll knock down a 15-footer, so cuts the lead to 10.
So Indians are going to take a timeout. We'll take one with them here to Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here for Sutton Fieldhouse. 30-20 our score.
Quick bucket by Jackson Center. Cuts the lead to 10.
Carly Stone bringing up for the Lady Indians. Hands off to Grace Pinch. She just shot it, but is a Val Mullenkamp. She could have shot it too, I think. Val gets out to Grace. Grace will.
Oh man.
Grace is
getting
pass up.
Who's
tie up for three? No good. And it will stay with the Indians.
Wow. Thought that was out on Jackson Center, but I'm not complaining. K&L Tractor Sales, third quarter.
Carly Stone inbounding for the Lady Indians. Gets into Olivia Patch. Over to Grace Tind. Grace will hand it off to Carly Stone. Carly Stone will dribble across the top. Over the Grace Tind. 4-3. Up no good. Rebounded by the Tigers.
Sosby has it. And gives it to Reese. Reese will jog the ball up the court.
Chance to cut the lead to 8. Be the closest they've been since first quarter.
Yep, Clark has it on top of the key. Gives it over to Sosby. Sosby on the left wing. Throws it over to Hartley at the right elbow. Guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Hartley gives it out to
great defense.
Flatfoot.
Great defense by the Indians so far.
Flatfoot back over to Reese. Back to Clark. She'll take a long two off the front rim. No good. Rebounded by Sosby. She'll put it up. No good. Rebounded by Stone.
Stone will bring it up. Give it over. We'll make it behind the back move. Give it over to Kyle Wendell. Kyle will drive middle, pull about 8, and get killed by number 40, Clark. Her first team's. Nope, that's going to be a foul on Sosby, my bad. So her first, team's first.
Well, they only had 3 fouls in the first half, so it's pretty safe to say not worrying about any foul trouble right now.
Kyle Wendell, first one up, and good. Makes our score 31.
I'm completely 20. Calling out Fort Recovery student section. Fort Recovery students in general. Weak.
It's been weak all year.
It's been weak all year.
Absolutely.
For the girls, at least.
You got a
second one up and
you got a fantastic team here led by some really cool seniors, and you've got 2, 4, 6, About eight people, and three of them are on their cell phones. Absolutely ridiculous.
Soonsby has it. Drills across the three-point line. Hands off to Reese. Reese will then give it to Platfoot. Clark has it on the right wing over to
Travel.
Platfoot. Inside to Clark. She kicks out to Hartley, over to Reese. Back to Hartley. Hartley will drive middle, then throw it over. Deflected. And
great hustle by the Indians.
Grayson comes up with it.
Up to Kaya. Kaya will bring it back out. Grayson into Carly. Up and good. Three-point basket. Carly Stone. Assist. Grayson.
Reese will bring it the other way for the Lady Tigers. Looks like the Indians are going to trap, but we got to skip pass over to Soseby. Soseby will get knocked away. She'll get it back. Oh, my goodness.
How do you not call that?
Reese comes up with it. Over to Hartley. Back to Soseby on the right wing. She hands it off to Reese. Reese will drive left. Good defense by Carly Stone. Pass over to Platfoot. Platfoot will drive baseline. Kicks it back out to Clark. Clark will drive right hand. Puts it up and good.
Good move by Clark there. Makes our score 34-22. Carly Stone bringing it up.
That big girl's got some good moves.
She's a good player.
Carly Stone will find Kyle on a cut. Up and good. Good cut by Kyle. Way to realize it. Carly Stone for an easy three-point basket.
And Reese will bring it up for Jackson Center.
36-22 here in the K&L Tractor third quarter.
Hartley drives, kicks out to Platfoot. Platfoot has it on the right, left wing, out to Clark for three, and good.
Two-point basket.
So Indians got to keep a better eye on Clark. She has got five quick points here for Jackson Center.
Grayson has the ball, 36-24 score. Gives it over to Val Mollenkamp on the left side. Val will dribble back up top, give it to the right corner, Kyle Wendell. Kyle will drive baseline, put up a shot, no good, rebounded by Soseby.
Soseby has it, handed off to Reese. She'll take it the other way.
And Kyle was thinking she was going to get fouled there, and the big girl ignored her.
Clark drives, kicks it out to Hartley. Hartley will pitch it to Soseby. Ball's on the floor. Carly Stone comes up with a steal. Passes it over to Grace Tan.
Grace will bring it up. Hand it back over to Carly. Carly will drive. Hand it off to Val Mollenkamp. Val will drive middle. Pull back.
Nice shot. 10-footer
up and good. Two-point basket. Val Mollenkamp makes our score 38-24.
Jackson Center
will
take a timeout with Indians leading 38-24. We'll be back.
Oh, shit.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here, Fortside Fieldhouse, alongside me, Steve Stone, Chase Brins, and randomly showing up, Jack Snobs on in the house.
And where's he been hiding?
Jesus, basement.
Oh, that's not a pretty picture right there.
Reese has it for Jackson Center. She drives, kicks it out to Soseby on the left wing. Thanks about a three. She'll now drive middle all the way right side. Blocked by Carly Stone. That was a volleyball spike. Clark comes up with it and puts up a shot and gets
fouled. How many steps you get in high school? School girls, you get six. Apparently, you get six.
I guess. Clark will get a line shooting two.
And we know this girl's going to make them. Maybe I just jinxed her. You think I just jinxed her? No
possibly.
Chance. No chance.
She's got 13 of their 25, so first one's good.
And I think about 10 of those have been free throw line.
Chio put up her second one, and that one's good as well. 12-point ball game. Carly Stone puts it the other way for the Indians.
Carly Stone gives up the Grace to the left side. Cog back over to Carly. Back over to Cog in the left corner.
Well, up to Carly's tier one, wide open.
In the Grace 10 over to Carly Stone. Carly will give it back out to Grace. To the left side, Kira to the left corner, Brooke Connolly. Brooke will give it to the top of the key. Grace 10 up 4-3, long three up, no good, short. Rebounded by Platfoot of the Tigers. That's not Platfoot.
Is it over to Reese? Reese will take it up for Jackson Center. She dribbles around, gives it to Sosby. Sosby about shot a three. She'll give it to Hartley. Over to Reese in the corner, guarded by Kira. Reese drives baseline, puts up a shot, and good. Too easy.
Yep. Tier 1 lost her footing. And
cuts our lead to 10 points, 38-28.
Tier 1 will give it to Grace 10 to left side. Brooke Tallag. Brooke loses it. We'll stay with the Indians. Check in for the Tigers. Platfoot for number 54, Hartley. Brooke Tallag inbounding into Carly Stone. 38-20 our score. 2 minutes left here in the third. Kira over the great on the right side into Kira. Kira will give it out to Brooke Collig. Brooke will give it to the top of key. Carly over the right side. Grace into Val. Great pass. Up no good. Rebound by Val. Up again. No good. And will be fouled. Val will go to the line shooting two. Foul will be on number 32.
Why is it so quiet in here?
Flatfoot. Her first.
I don't know. There's moments where you're
second. There's not a lot of people.
Drop.
Yeah. Student sections over there are still all on their phone.
Wait a minute. One, two.
They're all.
You're exactly right. Somebody take a picture of that. There's not one student.
No, the top kid up there in the black. Completely black is not on a phone.
There's nobody from the student section is watching the game. Everybody's on their cell phone. Those kids all need detention. Where's Overman at?
Valmont makes one of the two. Ryan Broad's standing over here in this corner, so.
Reese gives it over to Sosby. Sosby will drive middle. She'll pull up from 10 feet. Off front rim, no good. Rebounded Allie Vaughn, but now fought for. We'll have a jump ball.
Stays with Jackson Center.
Yeah.
Sosby will inbound it. 39-28 score after Val make one of the two free throws.
Sosby triggers in Clark. Clark swings it to Reese. Reese has it on top of the key. He gives it over to Sosby. She'll shoot a deep three. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Reese of
over the back of
Jackson
Kiki.
Center.
Clark will drive. Foul on the floor. Oh, stepped out of bounds.
Stepped out of bounds.
So we'll go back to the Indians. Go spin.
Lucky for the Indians right there, because that was a great move.
Yeah.
That was a strong move.
Tier 1 will bring it up. Crosses half court. Gives over to Brooke Collin. Carly Stone checking in on the next dead ball. Allie Vaughn over to Tier 1 on the right side. Kira will give it top of key. 10 over to the left side. Collin. Back to top of key. 10 over the right side. Tier 1 will. Kira back up to the top. Back to Kira. Grace 10 has the ball. Gives up to the top of key. Vaughn back to Grace. Grace will get it to the corner. Tier 1 up top to Brooke Cog. 45 seconds left. Back to Grace.
Assuming we're going to take the last shot.
That's what it's looking like.
Indians are really just passing around the top of the key so far. Allie Vaughn over to Grace 10. Grace 10 fires up a three up and good.
We'll take it.
Thank goodness, Gracie. She was overdue.
That's her third three of the night.
Yep. 25 seconds left here. Indians leading 42-28. Just about to the end of the third period.
Reese dribbles around the top of the key for Jackson Center. Guarded by Kier Wendell. Reese will get a ball screen, dribble all the way around the three-point line. Now picks up a dribble in the corner. Over to Platfoot with 7 seconds. She dribbles middle, throws up a shot.
Block!
Block, what a block by Grace 10. Now Grace has it on the right, puts up from the volleyball line, no good.
So that will end our quarter. And he ends up
42-28.
We'll be back right after this. The Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here for Side Fieldhouse. Lady Indians up 42-28. Rick Collig, Carly Stone, Val Morgan, Kier Wendell, and Allie Vaughn on the floor to start the fourth quarter for the Indians. Carly Stone gives it to Allie Vaughn. Back to Carly on a cut. Gives it to Val at the free throw line. Val pulls. Shoot around. Turn 15 around. Footer. Up no good, and it should be Jackson Center ball.
Another foul.
Another foul.
Jackson Center.
Wow, I didn't see that, but I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't
know. Because I thought Brooke knocked that out, so it was going to be Jackson Center ball, so I didn't see the foul.
Kier Wendell, it's into Carly Stone. Carly Stone dribbling around. This is the top of the key, Allie Vaughn. Vaughn will give it to left side, Stone. Stone will drive middle, pull about 8-footer up blocked by Clark.
Reese takes it the other way for Jackson Center. Guarded by Kier Wendell. Reese drives. Pitches it to Sosby. Sosby dribbles around. Will now give it to Clark. She has it on the top of the key. Throws it to the corner. Platfoot. Now Platfoot looks into Clark. Clark grabs the ball, puts it up, and she's fouled. So Clark will go to the line, shooting two shots. With your score, 28-42. Indians up.
That'd be a foul on Val Mollenkamp. Her second. Team's second of the half. Clark going to line shoot two.
Leading scorer for Jackson Centers. Just got another point that makes 15 for her, and she is not even anybody close to her from Jackson Center as far as scoring goes.
Makes her first. Throws up her second. Up and good. Makes our score
42-30. Indians leading by 12. It seemed like you were struggling there, Reese, so I jumped in.
Carly's down top of the key. Hands off to Kira. Kira will hand off to Collig. Grace Tanner, Olivia Pat, checking in on the next dead ball. Over to the left side, Kira one of them. Back to the top of the key, Vaughn to the right side, Stone. Stone will drive, dish it back out to Kiro to left side. Collig gives a good pump fake up and no good. Rebound by Clark.
Clark pushes it down the right side of the floor for the Lady Tigers. Still dribbling baseline.
Oh, for God's sake.
Wow. And Clark just put her head down and
pushed Val completely out of bounds, and yeah. Then they called it on Val.
That's the thing for Clark of Jackson Center. I mean, she's a really good player, but I think everything's been right hand. If we force her to the left side of the floor, she's not as good.
Yep, I noticed that too.
Sosby has it, enters into Clark. Clark backs it out. She'll pull up for three, and good. She sure is skilled, though. She knocks down another three.
Makes her score 42-33. Carly Stone has the ball. It's screened by Val. Gizzo back over to Kier Wendell, back to the right side, Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp will dish it back out to Stone.
Indians kind of on a little bit of a cold streak there.
Carly Stone
nice
with five foul.
Nice foul.
And stolen by Olivia Patch. Olivia gets out to Grayston. Over to Carly. Carly will get fouled by number 24, Frieders. Her second, team's fifth, fourth. Kai Wendell checking back in for her sister Kira. Kai gets the ball, top of the key, gives it over the right side. Val will drive around, hand it off to Carly. Carly will push in, give it to Olivia Patch. Olivia Patch gets it back out.
Patch getting strong.
Grace Tan,
And it'll be 3 seconds on Olivia Patch.
Now I'll turn it over back to Jackson Center.
Patch going to take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout with a score of 42-33. 5:30 left here in the fourth period.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT-1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
And we're back here for Fieldhouse. 42-33.
Fowler Mechanical, fourth quarter here at Fort Recovery. And again, we've talked about it the whole game. Jackson Center just will not go away. Back in there. 9 points down here. And really, it's just anybody's ball game at this point. That big girl for them is just outstanding. She's got 19 points. And we got to figure out how to shut her down. We can keep her from scoring, it'll be an easy win, but boy, she's been playing really good in this second half.
Yep, so is the triggers an injury. Reese will dribble the ball up the floor, moves it over to Frieders. Frieders drives baseline, now trapped in the corner. She's on the line. Frieders is on the ground, she's on the line, so ball will go back to the Indians.
Good hustle there by the Indians to cause a turnover.
On the floor for the Indians now, Grace Ting, Carly Stone, Kyle Wendell, Olivia Patch, and Val Mullen campus starters. 5:14 left here in the fourth. 42-33 our score. Carly will dribble around, get into the key. This is out to Kaya. 4-3 up.
Oh, in and out.
Rebounded by... Nope, it'll be tipped out by Olivia Patch.
Going back the other way. Jackson Center, 5 minutes left here in the fourth period.
Reese will jog the ball up the court for the Lady Tigers. Guarded by Carly Stone. She's dribbling around the top of the key and gives it over to Sosby. Sosby has it on the right wing. Before he covering in a 2-3 zone, Sosby gives it over to Reese. Reese has it on the left wing. Over to Frieders at the top. Frieders drives, kicks to Sosby. Sosby will launch a deep three and good.
3-point basket makes our score.
42-36. Sosby for Jackson Center can really shoot. Carly Stone has been doing a great job on her, not letting her get an opportunity, but we switched that zone and free to open first shot. We had a foul away from the ball on Jackson Center, so the ball will stay with 40 cover.
Foul on Plaza, her third, she's fifth. Carly bounding to Grace Kent. Grace will drive middle, pull up, and be blocked by Clark.
Clark covers, gives it over to Reese. Reese pushes it up the right side of the court. Guarded by Stone. Reese backs it out. Dribbles across the three-point line. Hands it off to Clark.
Sosby
has it on the left wing.
Traveled. Carried the ball.
Gives it over to Flatfoot. Flatfoot drives left for an easy layup, but she misses it. Rebounded by Grace Ten. She lost it. Frieders with the rebound. She puts it up and gets fouled. I thought Grace kind of got fouled before that.
Yeah.
For sure. Made her lose the ball. So anyway, Frieders will go to the line with two shots.
Now Mullenkamp gets the foul. Her fourth.
And it's a 6-point game, 42-36 Indians lead.
Team's fourth.
With plenty of time left, so. Frieders puts up the first one, and it's good. Kier Wendell enters the game for the Indians, replacing Val Mullenkamp. 42-37.
Gut check for our seniors right here.
Yeah, they have a chance to cut it down to 4 with this free throw. Frieders puts it up. And it's good. So 4-point game. 3:50 left.
Carly Stone has the ball across half court. We'll hand it off to Kier Wendell. Kier will drive. Dish out to Grace Tim. Thinks about three. Not there. Kyle will fire up a three.
Get in there up and good. Shot.
3-point basket. Kyle Wendell.
Got checked by his seniors and they respond.
Kyle Wendell with just absolute ice water running through her veins. Pops that three from the corner.
Reese hands it off to Sosby. Sosby has it on the top. Gives it over to Platfoot. Platfoot has it on the left wing. Gives it over to Clark. Almost shot it from the left corner, but she'll drive. Picks up her dribble. Gives it out to Sosby. Sosby will now drive left. Kicks out to Reese. Long two-point. No good. Rebound tipped away, and it'll be full recovery ball.
3 minutes left here in the fourth period, the Fowler Mechanical fourth period. Give Chad a call for all your HVAC needs. Carly's going to bring the ball up here.
Carly will being pressured by Reese. Carly will give a little push, but no call. Grace over to Grayson, over the, back over to Kira, back to Grace. Grace saw about three, not there. His hands over to Kira, back over to Kaya, to the left corner, Stone. 2:45 left, 45-38. Great move by 8-footer.
Wow. Another big shot.
Broke that girl's ankle over there on the left side.
That was a nice move. Reese has it for the Lady Tigers. Over to Clark. Over to Sosby in the corner. Shield dribble, top of the key. Now spins back right. Shot fake. Pulls up from 15. And good shot by Sosby.
So that was a great shot because Carly was draped all over her.
Carly will bring it up. Give it over to Grayson. Grayson will drive. Dish it to Bass. Olivia Patch, about 8-footer up and good. Score.
Nice job, Olivia Patch. Good assist. Grayson. 2 minutes to go here. Indians leading by 9.
Platfoot has it for the Lady Tigers on the left wing. Should dribble. Kick it out to Clark. That ball's tipped by Olivia Patch.
Blocked.
Oh, my goodness.
By Val.
Platfoot tried to save
Olivia.
It and just runs right into our non-existent student section.
That is the most pathetic excuse for a student section I've ever seen in my life.
There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them.
They have absolutely they have no clue what the score is. All they're doing is dicking around with their phones. It's ridiculous.
Grace,
am I allowed saying that on the air?
Yep.
Okay. Grace gets over here. Top of key, Carly. Carly will
1:35 left.
Will hand it off to Grace. Grace will then get fouled by number 32, Platfoot.
She kind of looked like a little bulldozer coming right through there and just plowed right into Gracie. What's up with that?
Kier 101 bound it for the Indians under her own basket. 49-40 score, mint 30 left here in the fourth quarter. Kier 101 gets it.
Oh, look at your sister wide
Kaya
open.
Over to Grace. Grace will drive, dish out to Kira. Kira will give it to Carla at the right side. Getting fouled by no call.
Getting fouled. Get fouled again. Get fouled the third time.
Kaya comes up with it. Kaya dribble around, gives it to Carla, loses it, and it will go to the Tigers.
1 minute, 12 seconds left here. Turnover Indians. We didn't need that. Indians leading by 9.
I think my blood or
we have a injured Jackson center player.
Another bleed.
Do you get a timeout to blow your nose?
It looks like it, I guess.
Okay.
She literally just walked over and blew her nose. Reese has it for the Lady Tigers, guarded by Carly Stone. Hands it off to Sosby. Sosby dribbles around the 3-point arc. Now gives it to Reese.
Long two,
air ball. But there's Clark to clean up the mess inside. So it'll be a 7-point game with just under a minute to go. And timeout, Jackson Center will take one with them.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here for the Site Fieldhouse.
Fowler Mechanical, fourth period. Indians got about 59 seconds left here. Try to come away with a win, leading 49-42. And we've got the ball. Going to be thrown in underneath their basket. Got the length of the floor here.
what are you guessing? Are they going to foul right away?
Yeah, I think you got to. 7 points, you got to make the game longer. And so that just puts...
But they foul, and they're going to put us on the line because we've got six,
yeah, so,
we 16
shots. As long,
and,
as
of
long
course,
as,
they're going to have a full court pressure here on us.
So as long as we take care of the ball and make our free throws, we won't have a problem. But we'll see what happens.
Grayston will be not even able to throw in the ball. Will be fouled.
That's not too bad of a foul.
No time.
Yeah, no time off the clock. Puts Kiki on the line shooting two.
1-1.
Oh, shooting 1-1, yeah.
So big free throws here.
Yeah, absolutely. Big free throws.
Kira going to the line.
Get in there.
Rebounded by Clark. Gives it over to Reese. Reese pushes it up the floor, over to Clark. Clark has on the
traveled,
right wing. She traveled.
No call.
Clark tries dribble baseline. Nothing there. Over to Sosby. Sosby has on the right wing, guarded by Kyle Wendell. Sosby out to Clark. Clark has it tipped away by Olivia Patch. It'll stay with the Tigers.
I'll tell you what. Nice. 30 seconds left, and they have not gotten even a decent look at the basket.
No, great job defensively.
Great job.
Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely. Foul mechanical fourth quarter, 30 seconds left.
Sosby inbound for the Lady Tigers. She lobs it up to Frieders. Frieders back to Sosby in the corner, knocked away by Kyle Wendell. So, again, we'll take it out of bounds. Lady Tiger ball.
Student section paying absolutely no attention to what's going on out on the floor right now.
It's getting less each time I look. Clark drives, left hand, blocked by Grace Penn, and she'll get her own rebound. He said she stepped on the line, though, so the ball will stay with the Lady Tigers.
21 seconds.
Time's just ticking away.
How many seconds have they gone, and they haven't even got a decent
look
at
the
basket? They haven't even put a shot up.
No.
That's crazy.
Sosby inbounds to Clark. Clark puts it up. No good. Rebounding 10, and that should do it. 10 gives it to Kyle Wendell. Kyle across the half court gives it to Carly.
Seconds.
What the? I don't know what the call is.
Out of bounds.
They called out of bounds on this.
Yep. Out of bounds on the Tigers, so stay with the
12
Indians.
12 seconds left here. Looks like the Indians are going to sneak away right here with a win.
They get into Kira, and the Tigers are just
and no, they're
don't
gonna foul.
Foul
so.
Nope. So
6 seconds.
Don't foul. Oh my!
1.7 left, and number four fouls Carly. Carly's gonna step to the line here, shooting a 1-1. Like, is Carly going to be our leading scorer tonight?
Yeah, it looks like it.
First one's up and no good.
And now under.
That's our game right there. It ends 49-42. Indians come away with another win.
So we're going to take a break. Hopefully Coach Patch will get up here after the game. We'll talk a little bit right before about the game, so stay tuned.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
And we're back here, Port Site Fieldhouse. Girls are just got escaped with the one, I'd have to say, Steve.
Yeah, I would say so. That's a good way to put it because Jackson Center
it's not a bad team.
Really never was out of this game, and they've got some athletic girls. My goodness, that number 40 ended with 21 points. So she had half of their points, but she is tremendously athletic.
And, you know, especially considering how tall she is, being 6'2", girl's got some moves. So.
She has to be taller than 6'2".
Yeah, she is something. She's something out on the floor. But, yeah, the Indians, you know, played their typical fantastic defense and comes away with a big win.
Scoring stats for the Indians. Kai Wendell had 7. Gracie Penn had 9. Carly Stone had 14. Brett Cog had 3. Baumoing Camp had 9, and Olivia Patch had 7. So decent spread out scoring for the
Coach
Patch and the Indians.
Yeah, great overall effort when you get, you know, Olivia's got 7. That's probably one of her better games this year. And she had some really critical rebounds and a couple of really nice block shots. So she played outstanding, which obviously we needed tonight.
Yep, so we're going to take one more quick break, and hopefully Coach Patch will be up here to talk with us right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
We're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. We've got Coach Brian Patch with us. Coach, that's a really good ball team we just played.
Yeah, they very physical and bodied us up a lot, made it tough on us. We went through a stretch where I think it was 42-28, and they cut it to 42 to... I think 37.
They were within 4 at one point.
Yeah, and then Kai hit a big 3 for us in the corner to push that lead on up. But, you know, I thought, trying to, I guess, be nice to say this, but I thought, you know, they got away with a lot of hand-checking and fouling where it was tough for us to move because...
Well, they only had 3 fouls in the whole first half.
Yeah.
And we had 10.
Right. And we were fouling. I mean, I'm not complaining about that, but I also thought they were basically almost like blocking us like a lineman. You know, as we were trying to move by them, they were sliding and pushing us at the same time. And it just got kind of hard to go by people. You know, we were kind of fortunate. We hit 60% of our threes in the first half to kind of push that lead up, and we needed all those. And you know, we had just talked to our kids about, you know, when we come across a team like that where the officials are going to let them push and body, you know, one, we got to make sure that we do the same thing on defense, where, you know, a lot of our fouls were kind of coming in with us hacking at shots versus bodying up on the dribble. And then another thing is we got to learn to continue to be strong and physical with the ball and stay low. And that's something we preach in practice about being low and strong with the ball and just continue to work and be better at that. So
I'd give the star of the game probably to your daughter. How about that? 7 points, had some critical rebounds, had a couple of tremendous blocks. We needed every one of them.
Yeah, she played well. She's getting better. I think getting confidence, and I think her teammates are hopefully getting confidence in her. And she did some things tonight that we haven't seen her do. We guys got to continue to work on the defensive part of it, moving her feet, and keep being aggressive. But you know, she played better and made strides. She had, I thought, a big block on 40 in the corner down there for a 3-pointer.
Yep, absolutely, she sure did.
And so I thought that was a big play for her. And so
and right there at the end of the game, when there's about a minute left, that big girl tried about 2 different times to go baseline on her, and Olivia was just she was a wall right there, and she just didn't let her get through around, and she certainly didn't get a shot off, and so, you know, that's huge.
Yeah, and I mean, she knows she's not probably going to get a lot of points, and she knows her job is to try to guard and defend and rebound and get people open, and And so, you know, I told her, yeah, continue to do that, but also you got to look to score a little bit for us when we can get buckets and when you get opportunities to be able to finish inside, you know, and just try to help your team. And she knows that we have a good team, and she's not going to try to do too much and play. She's going to play a role and be smart for us. So,
well, that's a, I mean, that's a tall task to put a freshman on that
sophomore
on that number 40, because she had half their points, and that girl had some, I mean, she's athletic. She had some great moves, and Olivia, I mean, granted she ended up with 21, but I mean, if Olivia wasn't on her, you know, she's the type of girl I think could have taken over the game pretty easy.
Well, and that's what I told her at the one point late in the game with about 3 minutes to go. I told Liv, I said, hey, she's going to try to take this thing over, so you got to make sure that, you know, you work hard right here and make it tough. And I thought she did a pretty good job that last couple minutes of the game.
What do you think about your team? I mean, I honestly was concerned about where our scoring was going to come from this year. And I have been absolutely impressed with the consistency of your scoring and the even how even it is throughout all your players. I mean, look, I said in the, I think it was the first half.
Yeah.
Grace had a three, Carly had a three, Val had a three, Kai had a three, and Colleague had a three.
We had 60% in the first half from 3-point line, so that's pretty impressive.
That is super impressive, but what's also impressive is it's not just Grace
out there
shooting, which, you know, she can shoot 60%, but when you, like I said, you got Val, Carly, you got all those players out there shooting threes, man, that just bodes well for a great team and a good run, I would think.
Well, the thing is we have three seniors that can score, Val can score, and so, you know, I think we almost have four in double digits, and when you do that, that's really hard to guard. Defensively, I think we've done a nice job of that. You know, we held them to 42 tonight, which is a pretty good percentage as far as points allowed. The other thing I really like is I think Carly's starting to accept the responsibility of leadership. She's been a lot more vocal all last week and this week, so that's four games in a row now that she's been positive, and
she's always really vocal at my house.
I'm sure she is. but she's being positive. She's being a leader. She's encouraging her teammates, and she's trying, and she's saying all the right things. And so I think that's a big plus, because early on it was kind of like, you know, last 2 years we've had Jossie basically as that vocal leader for us. And so we kind of lacked that vocal leader. And so I think Carly's kind of accepting that role, and she's done a great job of that. Like I said, better the last four games, and I think that's been a big difference for us.
Well, it's a fun team to watch, Coach. I mean, it is a fun team to watch. They like I said, there's so much even scoring. You get some quality minutes from your bench coming in, and the tempo and the, you know, the athleticism doesn't drop off when you're subbing in and out. I'm expecting big things. No pressure. I'm expecting big things, buddy.
Well, we just got to keep getting better, and you know, every opportunity we play and practice and in games is a chance for us to improve. You know, the last week and this week's been a little tough because you only get one day to prepare, and so you know, last week we played Tuesday, had Wednesday to go over St. Henry, and then had Friday to go over Van Wert, had yesterday basically to go over Jackson, and then we have tomorrow to go over New Bremen. So
it's tough.
Yeah,
tough,
so tough one stretch. Day for the kids, because you can't, it's hard to really push them in practice, because you want to have their legs, one, they're dead from the night before, and two, you want to have their legs ready for the next day. So it's hard to really go hard, and when you're not going hard, it's hard, you know, really tough to get a lot better. So we've been spending a lot of, you know, about 30 to 45 minutes almost every night through these one-day practices of basically just working on skill stuff and shooting and ball handling things. That way, you know, we're not killing their legs, and they get a chance to get a lot of shots up, and then basically spend that other time doing some 5-on-5 stuff with game prep over the next day. So, you know, they've been doing a great job. I thought yesterday, to be honest, yesterday was the best practice I told them I think I've seen in 4 years for the girls.
Nice.
I mean, we were absolutely sharp at everything we did, and it carried over today. And so that was, especially at the start, because I think it was 18-8 to start the quarter off. And so that was, you know, something that we were very happy to see as well. So,
well, another great win, but boy, you just, in this time of the year, there's no coasting. So you got to go into a really difficult game Thursday with New Bremen, and one day to prepare. So
yeah, every day's a battle, and that kind of makes it fun too. So and there's not a lot of sitting around and thinking, oh, we've got dread practice. It's, you know, you got an hour and a half of practice, and then, you know, go home and do your homework and, you know, get ready to play. And I know the kids enjoy the play part too. So,
well, thanks very much for stopping up and chatting with us. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard.